SEIS Chemical Podcast. I'm Melanie Wee here in Singapore, and with me today are Lily Chung and Jude Chen, editors covering the Asia butyl acrylate and N-butanol markets, and me, the Asia butyl acetate butite market. Welcome to the podcast. So some of these markets have become rather bullish and have seen steep price increases over these past weeks because of very tight supply. Now, this is something that has also impacted many other markets across commodities globally. And we're here to give you the latest update on what's been happening in our respective markets. So, Jude and Lily, can you tell us how the N-butanol and butyl acrylate markets have been doing?
Thanks, Mel. The Asian N-butanol or NBA market started to feel some supply pressure around the middle of Q4 last year. Some major producers in the region were shut for maintenance turnarounds during the end of the year. And we would also lose Eastman Chemical, which permanently closed its plant in Singapore in end 2020. At the same time, a series of unexpected shutdowns, both in Asia and elsewhere, really started to turn the screw on supply. In South Korea, impact from the unplanned shutdown of LG Chem's cracker in Yeosu trickled down to some downstream markets, including NBA. Then, global supply tightened significantly in December due to the unplanned shutdown of BASF's 450,000 tons per year NBA plant in Germany, one of the biggest NBA production units in the world. Shortly after, Sasol in South Africa was forced to shut its butanol unit after a severe thunderstorm. The company attempted to restart the plant in mid-January, but discovered some damage to the facility. So BASF Germany and Sasol have declared force majeure for NBA in December and January, respectively. So really, for months now, supply has been persistently tight. And this has been pushed over the edge due to winter storm-related U.S. output disruptions, which saw nearly two-thirds of total U.S. NBA production capacity taken offline. Indeed, very tight supply can now be seen as an understatement. As one NBA source put it, outside of China and Taiwan, all the major NBA makers, any maker you can think of, has stopped production.
Right, Jude. For butyl acrylate spot prices, it has been steadily rising since the second half of August 2020 on the back of tight supply due to plant outages in Asia as well as globally, and also because of the firm feedstock and butanol prices. In the last few weeks, the market is being described as crazy as prices surge. Since mid-February, CIF Southeast Asia ISO 10 code has increased by close to 40% to $2,550 per ton last week, while CIF India and FOB China bulk prices rose even further. The domestic China market also rallied after the Lunar New Year holiday. The already tight global supply worsened following the US cold storm. Currently, several butyl acrylate plants in the US, Europe, and South Africa are on force majeure. Some Asian cargoes have been diverted to the US and Europe, where netbacks are attractive. Asian buyers have to compete with buyers from other regions for cargoes. So, Mel, how is the butyl acetate market doing?
Well, Lily, for the Asia butyl market, there was already a supply crunch happening towards the end of 2020 when we saw prices moving up sharply. Historically, butyl prices have gone from the average low $1,000 per ton CFR cost and freight Southeast Asia basis in December 2020 to around $1,900 per ton CFR Southeast Asia in early March as we speak now. That's a massive 60% increase since. Now, the tight supply situation was largely driven by that of N-butanol markets in Asia. So for weeks, key producers, suppliers of butyl in Southeast Asia, as well as China, they've had to scramble to get hold of N-butanol, which is the main raw material. The result of that, we saw these major suppliers raising their spot offers for butyl cargoes, for which they've also had to allocate smaller than usual volumes at higher prices. And this was very much attributed to the escalating feedstock costs that have squeezed producer margins. Over the past consecutive weeks, I've had market contacts describing the market as very hot, increasingly bullish, And to some extent, it was difficult for some of these suppliers to place their firm offers in a given week simply because of that lack of feedstock and that lack of certainty on when their feedstock supply will arrive in order to run their plants. And producers have also had to trim their BUTEC plants to run at a lower capacity to mitigate the squeezed margins. Some have also been forced to trim operating rates due to production issues on the upstream. Now, in other regions like the US, where we've seen the severe polar storm, has also led to a major producer declaring force majeure on some of these related products on the upstream. And prior to that, even before the winter storm in the US, there was also a spate of disruptions in upstream sectors in parts of Europe that had a ripple effect in Asia. So further tightening the market. I guess you could say it's become one that is skewed to sellers as a result, leaving those on the buying side with limited room for negotiation for now. So Jude and Lily, in the coming days, would you like to give us an outlook for the butyl acrylate and NBA market side of things? What to expect in the near term?
Yes, Melanie. First, it must be said that no new NBA capacities are expected to come online in Asia this year. Already, the average run rate of China's NBA plants is in the high 70% range. So what we're really looking forward to is for plants in Asia and around the world to start coming back from their maintenance turnarounds and unplanned shutdowns. So the understanding is that most of the production capacity will start to come back on stream sometime this month. However, it will take some time for suppliers to rebuild their inventory levels. The way I see it, more spot cargoes would only be made available in April, possibly even in the second half of the month. Meanwhile, NBA consumption in China is likely to increase sharply this year, as some new downstream plants are expected to start up in 2021. How's it looking for you on the butyl acrylate side, Lily?
Yeah, the near-term outlook for butyl acrylate will still be driven by tight supply that may take some time to ease. It will depend on when our global production could resume to normal, not just for butyl acrylate, but also the upstream and butanol supply as well. In Asia, South Korea's LG Chem targets to gradually resume normal operation at its acrylic acid and acrylate plant from early March, but it is expected that they will take some time to build up their inventory as well. Saudi Arabia's Tasni and China's Shanghai Huayi will also have maintenance in March. The downstream production will likely come under pressure with high costs and tight supply of raw materials. Even if buyers manage to secure cargoes, they face the challenge of passing on the increased cost to their customers.
Yeah, challenging indeed. I think those in the BUTEC markets are not ruling out the possibility of a rebalance of supply and demand in the weeks ahead. It would take some time for the tight supply situation to cool. There is some talk of regional holidays in May over in China and parts of Southeast Asia that might see a tapering of demand, although these markets are still shaping up strong, it looks in the near term. Well, thank you, Lily and Jude, for this great session together here at ICIS. We will keep you posted on our markets in the weeks ahead. And we'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in today. For more of the latest news and market updates across petrochemical commodities, do visit icis.com. And you can also check out all of our podcasts available now on Spotify. Just search ICIS Chemical Update and follow us. Take care, everyone.